Well, a new show will be released this week on CISO. We've talked a lot about the streaming network here, owned by NBC Universal. It's continually produces some of the best comedians and the best television today. And the new show, Shrink, is already getting good buzz, and it debuts on Thursday. Shrink is a show that follows David, a wannabe therapist, on his path to get enough clinical hours to become a real doctor. This means seeing patients for free in his parents' garage. The show is the brainchild of Joliet native Tim Baltz. Baltz was on stage at Second City for years, and he's a familiar face with feature roles in the Christopher Guest movie Mascots and on the Comedy Central show Drunk History. Tim Baltz is here in studio. Welcome back to town, Tim. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too, man.
So this is great. I had a chance to watch the first episodes on Amazon.
Yeah, it's free until everything comes out on Thursday.
This is a project that you've been working on for a while. This is something that I mean, we were just talking about in the break, just this idea that, you know, you did the web series for this 6 years ago.
Yeah, 2011, the co-creator and I, Ted Tremper, approached me and he's like, hey, I've got this idea. It's about a guy who graduates from medical school, doesn't match with the residency program. He's $500,000 in debt. He decides to defer his student loans by trying to become a clinical therapist, and he has to get a supervising therapist to sign off on his hours. But when you do that, you can't charge patients for money. So here's the setting. He's doing all these for free in his parents' garage. And I was like, great. Right. And he's like, oh, and we'll get to improvise, and we'll get to pick all the people that we want to improvise with. And we did it, and we did it just, you know, we had no ambition about it. I mean, it turns out we kind of did, but we just did it as an experiment to see, will this work as a backdrop for an improvised web series?
That's the beauty of it. You know, in therapy, and you know, the idea of the therapist and the patient, there is a lot of improv tenets in that. There's a lot of listening. There's everything in it, so you can understand why improv works in that setting.
Yeah, it does. And then he had the idea, hey, let's turn this into a full pilot, a 22-minute pilot, and we'll take it to the New York Television Festival in 2012. Which we did, and we ended up winning Best Comedy and Critics Award, and then Gene Demanian Productions kind of came on.
The
Gene Demanian.
Yeah, right, from SNL, right.
And she's incredible. Gene's in her late 70s, and she's still as fierce as ever, as sharp as ever. She works out every day. She's a force. It's you meet her, and you're just, I don't know, she's got an aura around her. And Patrick Daly, our creative VP, who worked with her, and they said, you know, we want to help you develop this. We want to help you pitch it to TV, which, you know, we were like, we didn't know anything about it. I was still living here. Ted was as well. He went on to be a field producer at Daily Show for a year before leaving that to work on the season that's coming out on Thursday. And we pitched it. We sold it to this TV station called Pivot, which
sure
doesn't exist anymore. They shut down like 5 months ago.
I think it's, we'll get to the end of this story, but the idea that, you know, in 2011, you're starting this project. I mean, you're still in Chicago. You're still at Second City. You're not even sure what your future is going to be. And then now you're in LA, you're working on projects. You're showing up on a lot of different roles and a lot of different great stuff, podcasts, all the stuff. And then boom, you also got this project that you've been working on for five. Why not? Let's try it. Someone's interested.
Yeah.
Right?
And CISO was great about it. CISO actually had a couple executives, a CEO, and then a person in scripted programming, Evan Shapiro and Kelsey Balance. Kelsey actually from Evanston. And they just loved the story. And they were at Pivot, and they were champions for it. And they said, we really believe in this story. We want it to be made. Pivot had its problems, obviously not around anymore. But then they ended up at CISO. I did two seasons of a show there called Bajillion Dollar Properties.
Great show, yeah.
And which is great. It's a silly off the wall. It's basically like a mockumentary version of Million Dollar Listing, if you like that show, which I already watched, so I was into it. And I play the office manager who becomes a broker, this real sad sack named Glenn, who he's just a punching bag for everyone.
it's a great character. It's a great show. I mean, a lot of great Chicago talent on that show.
Yeah. And so because of that, they were able to kind of introduce this idea to CISO. I was already known to their audience and to their team there, and they asked us to pitch it. And so we pitched it, and we finally got it back from Pivot. They owned it for like 2.5 years. It sat there. It just sat there. And that's
the Hollywood story.
It is. People told me that, and I thought, well, not me. I moved to LA 3 years ago. You know, I never thought I'd live there. I was just Joliet native, lived in Chicago, went to Loyola. Like, I never thought I'd leave. And I show up and I'm like, well, it's not going to happen to me. I just sold something, you know? And it's not that I was rubbing it in anyone's face, but I genuinely thought this won't happen to me. And
I already have something I'm working on. That's why I'm here.
And
right?
bam, it sat there. It sat there. And luckily, you know, I got to do a couple seasons of Drunk History and Veep and Parks and Rec and a lot of fun stuff. Sirens, which shot here.
For you, with your background in improv, and you did a lot of stuff at Second City, mm-hmm. How do you get the opportunities to be on a show like Veep or Parks and Rec? I mean, does that help you, the fact that you came from Chicago, that you were part of Second City? Is it all just about connections and relationship? You obviously have to bring the goods.
Yeah.
But the idea that people vouch for you and say, no, Tim's great, we should have Tim?
I think it helps. I mean, Veep was actually the first episode of television that I ever did. And what they do at the beginning of their season is they have a table read. So they sit the full cast down with a couple extra people so that, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus doesn't have to read Clerk number two. And
right.
But it is funny because sometimes they do. Anyway, and then they have all the writers there, and you read the first few episodes of the season. You get the scenes up on their feet. You kind of improvise about it. And somehow my agents got me in there for season three.
Interesting, yeah.
And so I was reading, and Tim Simons, who plays Jonah, he was gone the first few days, so I got to read Jonah. And so I'm just swearing up a storm. Making up whatever comes off
top
of my head.
Yeah.
And the last day that we were there, I ended up reading the part that I booked. And I left. We finished, and everyone's like, yay, great job. Thank you guys for a very productive week. This was really special. Thank you for joining us. I go to the bathroom, and apparently Julia went up to Armando Iannucci, who was the director and showrunner at the time, and she's like, he's got to play that part, man. And he's like, okay. Yeah. And that was how I booked my first TV role.
I mean, I've heard a lot of Chicagoans tell that story in the way that they go in, and because of their experiences here in Chicago, because they worked at Second City, someone got them into a room, they're going to read for a small part, but then they improvise and people go, we got to keep this kid. You know, I mean, there is something in the water here when it comes to how you apply yourself to Hollywood situations. That is why people from Chicago seem to do well out there.
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking about this in the break too, but it's a theatrical town, you know, even the comedy here, the stand-up, the sketch, the improv, it's all kind of influenced by the great theatrical traditions that we have at Steppenwolf, at Goodman. And because of that, like, you take a certain pride in everything, and there is a patience to the process of creating it. And that's not to say that that isn't true in other cities, in other theaters. But Second City, I.O., The Annoyance, they all create, and whatever's in the water, they all create a sense of pride and quality. And when you show up, like, people are... They're, you know, in any industry, people are hungry for people that have pride and patience in the process of their work. So I found that helped me. Of course, you know, I showed up in LA in my 30s.
Right.
I remember the first time I got there, I think I was like 32, and I was going out for pilots, and they're like, hey, bad news. So they don't want to see you for this 23-year-old, fresh out of college tech nerd. And I'm like, great.
Great.
I don't want to do it. Right.
Would have been here 8 years ago, you'd be all over movies like, I can't even remember the name of the movie. It slipped up, but the one with, we'll forget it.
Yeah. The Intern? No, let's use the rest of this.
I was going to say, the rest of the time we just come up with whatever movie I was thinking about, right?
Dances with Wolves?
Close. A little bit more current, but that's all right.
Okay. I don't know. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Seth Green in it. Can't Hardly Wait. You could have been Seth Green in that.
Oh, man.
I'm really dating myself.
I have the ski goggles.
Tim Baltz is in studio. Joliet Native, who is the co-creator and lead actor in the new CISO show, Shrink, which comes out Thursday. All the episodes come out at once. CISO, of course, the great streaming network that's owned by NBC Universal. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back more with Tim. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here. 720, Tim Baltz in studio. Tim, of course, a longtime Second City guy, Joliet native, who is the star, co-creator of the show Shrink, which debuts this week on CISO. Great to have you in studio, man. I've been a long time fan of yours, but
likewise,
Second City,
man.
And in Hollywood. So let's talk about Shrink. Where does this come from? Where's the idea? I mean, you talked about your co-creator really having the idea, but what's your experience with therapy? I mean, this is really sort of a send-up in a very grounded way of that industry.
Yeah, it is. And it follows David's path. It kind of, the genesis of it started with one of Ted Tremper, who's the other co-creator, one of his friends who had graduated from medical school, didn't match with the residency program, because you basically, you know, once you graduate, you have to almost apply again to medical school.
Right.
This guy, $500,000 in debt, doesn't get in, and basically just goes and lives in his parents' garage. I mean, in his parents' basement for a year. And then that guy is fine now. He became a pathologist. He's
he made
fine. But Ted and I, through mutual experiences in therapy, you know, thought, okay, well, this could be a great way to use improv and a great way to kind of to play with this. And like you were saying earlier, you know, it's therapy does mirror a lot of what improv is, because there's a lot of listening. You have to really process all these things. You don't know where your thoughts are going to go. You're always in a constant state of discovery, hopefully. And the first time I went to therapy, I thought I never would do it. But I had friends who basically, I went through a breakup, and one of my best friends was like, dude, it's been a year. I'm tired of hearing about this. And then another friend was like, yeah, she's right. Here's the card to my therapist. Why don't you go talk to an impartial third party so that we don't have to hear about this anymore.
Do this every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Yeah. Don't do it here. Right.
And I actually worked right behind you. I worked at 401 North Michigan, and my therapist was across the river.
Yeah, there you go.
And she was great. She was fantastic, and she helped me a lot. I grew up half French in Joliet, Illinois, so I had a lot to talk about. And and I really valued those experiences. And I noticed the patterns too, because you'll have a discovery, and then you'll kind of like regress on the discovery. You'll make one step forward, two steps back, And it was fascinating to me how people wanted to be helped at times and how they didn't really want to be helped at times.
Yeah,
they just wanted a sounding board.
Well, I mean, for you as a comic to be in an improvised scene where you're a therapist and there's a patient, the patient's job in this game is to throw out funny, outlandish stuff to you. You know, TJ Jagodowski's in his great right away about food stuff, things like that. Not only do you not, you can't crack up, right?
Yeah.
You have to go with it.
Can't break.
But you're the ultimate straight man in the fact that you have to, because of the how we know therapy, you have to recognize it. You have to affirm it. You have to make it something real. And there's something beautiful in that comedy, because you really can't say no. You don't have that.
Right.
That's not how therapy works.
No. You have to kind of honor the emotional truth of what they're saying, in order to help build their idea. Of course, my character, David Tracy, is bad at it. So
I don't think he's bad at it. I think he's great at it.
He's well-intentioned.
Right.
He's very well-intentioned, and he's determined to be good at it.
which I like that.
Yes. But at times, he can't help but see like, oh, I see a problem. I want to help. And a lot of therapists, they stay in the back seat. They let you drive the car in order to find the discoveries yourself, because it's more powerful for you to do that, and you'll learn more and you'll remember the lesson more. David is a bit eager, and I don't think he even understands the patience of that yet, right? And that is something that slowly dawns on him throughout the course of the season.
He learns how to be a therapist.
He does.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
The relationships in the first episode really have to do with your brother, who's hilarious.
Yeah.
Who's in the unsanctioned tanning oil business.
Yeah.
Played by
Kyle Moore.
Parents, which is great. And Joel Murray.
Joel Murray, Second City alum.
Yeah.
Megan Fay, actually from Joliet and Second City alum.
But there seems to be a lot. I mean, another way that this is grounded and it feels very Chicago is that it isn't just the gag in the garage.
Right.
You're not just doing the therapy. I mean, there's relationships that surround you. You have to deal with relationships of being back in your house. You have to deal with the relationship with your old therapist. I mean, there's a lot in it that is grounded in real relationships. Is that on purpose to play this in more of a dramedy kind of way than sort of a send-up, if you will, of therapy?
Yeah, it gave us the flexibility, So you have all the laughs that come from therapy, and you have the emotional weight that comes from that as well. But you don't want to... You also are invested in this main character, what his journey is, the struggle that he's undergoing because he is in $500,000 of debt, the burden that places on his family, the fear, the anxiety of all that. He had a plan. His plan A was become a doctor. He comes from a blue-collar. We shot it up in Albany Park. He comes from a blue-collar family, and he had a chance to become a doctor, and that didn't happen. So we follow his life. We follow his relationships. He's just gone through a breakup with a girl that he went through medical school with. His life was set, and he gets put in check, and he has to deal with that. So a big component of it is the therapy, because that's his job.
Right.
But you could say that this is like other shows that follow someone who has a job, and it's really about his life. It's about the fallout of him, his plan A.
And how he climbs up.
Yeah.
Tim Balton Studio, for you, you spent a lot of time here, obviously from Joliet, spent a lot of time in Chicago at Second City. What's it mean for you to shoot this in Albany Park, to shoot this in Chicago, to have it be a Chicago show?
It meant the world to us. you know, and when we first sold it, that was part of selling it, you know, because Chicago was a character in the show itself.
Dude, does Hollywood listen to that? Do they go, yeah, great, we love Chicago. Or they're like, yeah, all right. Yeah, every guy comes from everywhere, wants to shoot it where they're from.
Yeah, they don't always, but we're lucky in this town. And, you know, if we had shot it right after we sold it in 2013, I don't know if we would have been able to do it here. And now we can because of all the shows that shoot here. All the NBC shows.
Right.
What that does is that has taught all the actors here that are great at theater how to play small on camera. And that's something that you'll hear from the casting directors.
Oh,
and you'll hear that from people out in L.A. too. There's like these...
So they retrained the acting community here.
And now people don't have to leave, they don't want to. But it's also, you know, back then there might have been... Well, I can't speak to it, but now there are like 5, 6, 7 A-list crews just... like for production floating around the city.
Where there might have been, yeah, we all saw Project Greenlight.
Yeah.
There were one or two when it, you know, like Pete Biagi and that's it. Right.
Right. And now they're incredible. I mean, if we had sat down and drawn up, like, here's the best case scenario, we didn't have the imagination to predict how good it went.
Oh,
every department that we had was an A-plus department. We had Dana Scott, who was our line producer, who worked on Sirens, which is on USA Network. We had Brett Tanzer, who was our art department. I mean, I could talk about all the people in every single department, but they were A plus, and they made the show look great. Our director of photography was this guy, Chris Teague, who did Obvious Child, which was with Jenny Slate, one of my favorite comedies the last 5 years. So we, you know, that set the bar. And once you attract production talent like that, people feel safe and they join the project, you know?
Well, my last question for you, really, I mean, you've gotten something that a lot of people don't usually get the chance to do, which is to co-create, to create, be in, and sort of be around your own idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hollywood, you can find yourself as good as the work is, you know, doing feature roles on show after show after show and getting a name and a career doing that. But a lot of times you never get a chance to create your own material. What's it mean to you to have this success, to have this debuting on Thursday on CISO, something that is really, you know, your brainchild?
It's surreal. It's a dream. And it was a ton of work. I worked 9 straight 90-hour weeks at one point. I got real sick right at the end of production. I had to have a doctor come to set and shoot me full of antibiotics and steroids and B12 just to get the horse to the finish line. But it means so much, in part because it was so difficult, in part because we sold it over 3 years ago and we had to just sit there, and that was really frustrating. And to get to do it, and then to get to do it in this perfect way that we couldn't have even imagined, in the city of Chicago, we had great weather, with all these people that we find so talented, you know, you mentioned TJ Jagodowski, Dave Pasquazi,
Claudia Wallace,
Sue Gillen plays the supervising therapist.
Right.
I mean,
great.
These people that were my heroes coming up in this community, and then peers that were just, you know, contemporary heroes of mine, and then people that are younger than the generations going back to the early 80s, all the way to people that still live here, like Emma Pope and Mike Brunlieb, who are touring at Second City, who are great people. I love this town. I love that we got to showcase it. And this town makes it easy to showcase itself because there's so much talent in front of and behind the camera.
Tim Baltz is the co-creator of Shrink. It's on CISO. It starts on Thursday. They're going to put out all the episodes at once. If you want to watch it right now, you can go to Amazon. You can watch the pilot episode. That's what I watched last night. Tim, longtime Second City guy who is a Joliet native. Congratulations, man. That's awesome. And it's awesome that you came in studio. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin.